Our next guest is the definition of a comeback story. 9 months out of law school, David Meltzer made his first million, and he continued to be at the top of his game. On the outside, he had it all, but inside, he was lost. And then he really lost it when his multi-million dollar enterprise collapsed, ending in bankruptcy.
I remember walking in and my wife was crying because we were losing everything.
When things happen in your life that you're not planning, you immediately say, the world is against me. A quick framework can shift our perspective. So when I make a plan to try to get to my potential and it doesn't work out the way that I planned, I'm grateful.
Instead of letting failure win, he reevaluated his life. And today, David Meltzer is the co-founder of Sports One Marketing. The mission is to empower over a billion people to become happy by providing one thing, and that is value. In a minute, we'll tell you how to get his book, Connected Goodness, for free. But first, good morning, David.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. You know, my favorite part about people is not necessarily where they are, but how they got there. Our early years is where we get our coding, but it doesn't mean we're hardwired. You can always apply new apps. So let's go back to your early years. You grew up in Ohio. What was family life like?
Well, you know, it was blessed. I was crying over your previous segment because I grew up with a second grade teacher who raised six kids on her own.
Wow.
And unfortunately, I was coded that the only missing thing in my life was money. And so I still get choked up because my mom coded me to be grateful and forgiving and accountable and inspired. But because I lacked money, I got lost along the journey because, ironically, when I made a lot of money, it was a confirmation that I actually thought and believed and lived money would buy me happiness and love. But sooner or later, the truth comes out and I had to learn a valuable lesson by all that money leaving me so I could reevaluate what my mom taught me and use those values of gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration to not only empower myself back to millions, but also empower others to make a lot of money, help a lot of people with that money, and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, and that whole thing about money means different things to different people. I came from two depression babies, and for them, it meant security. And they wanted, you know, their children to have that security. So did your mom. You mentioned, you know, her a single mom growing up, and you watched her struggle financially. But, you know, she wanted you to be a doctor or a lawyer. If you weren't one of those two things, it could equal failure.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say the most ignorant, arrogant people aren't the people, you know, shredding you on Instagram. It's actually the people that love us the most, like our parents, that they make our decisions or they give us advice based off of fear. And so they want security for us. So we have to elevate our awareness, even to the people that love us, that some of their great advice out of love is also out of fear. And so, you know, from the start of my career, when I graduated Tulane Law School to be an oil and gas litigator there in Houston, to move instead to work in the internet, my mom thought for sure that was the biggest mistake of my career. She actually said the internet was a fad. It would never last. And if I wasn't a real lawyer, that I was making a huge mistake. But that was out of love and fear that she wanted that security for me.
There are a couple of lessons here. One is sometimes, you know, I ask students, you know, what do you want, or kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? And sometimes they tell us what they really would like to be because it's their true passion. Other times they tell us what you think we want to hear, like what people are expecting of them. And so you talked about that, becoming the lawyer. But then when you decided, I'm going to go into the internet, what made you decide that that was going to work? Because you stayed true to what your thought was.
You know, it was actually understanding math and money.
I'm out on that one.
You know, I just thought $250,000 was more than $150,000 in 1992. And I could always go back to being a lawyer. And so I'm very pragmatic, even in my spiritual and religious practices. You know, I combine the wisdom, the pragmatic man-made human experience with my faith. And it's that wisdom and faith that has consistently shortened the distance of resistance in my life. And in my book, I give a framework to help people to stay connected to God or goodness, regardless of what philosophies, religions, theories, spirituality that you believe in. I believe it's the wisdom and the faith that will get us to where we want to be or better. Imagine starting a small business, your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit justworks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's justworks.com/podcast. As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for a 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince. quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/playbook.
Before you got to that God in goodness, though, you had great success. You're a multimillionaire by the age of 32, the CEO of Samsung's first phone division. And then you met sports agent Lee Steinberg. He owned the famous sports agency, which we know the movie Jerry Maguire was based on. But within 48 hours of meeting him, you became the COO. 6 months later, the CEO. So what's to say you weren't doing everything right and didn't need anything else?
You know, that was my problem. I didn't ask for help. All the key indicators of the external and exterior in my life was happiness. I married my dream girl on top of it, a girl that I was in love with in the fourth grade that I was too embarrassed to ask to go study at sixth grade camp, and my friend did it for me. So all the key indicators in my life and to the outside world, I was Midas. I had everything I ever dreamed of, but I never was as empty as I was at that time. And even furthermore, I know Houston's hometown hero, Warren Moon, was not only a client of mine at Lee Steinberg's, but later became my partner at Sports One Marketing, which has led me today to my newest news that I'm now chairman of the Napoleon Hill Institute, carrying on my original mentor. When I read Think and Grow Rich, it changed my life. And I'm trying to revitalize and create Napoleon Hill Institute content and campuses around the world.
Yeah, you know, you say there are great lessons. I think everybody who, after you go through it, you look back and go, yeah, the great lessons weren't during the good times. The great lessons were during the tough times, and you find out what you're made of. You say it's back to four core values: gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration.
Yeah, those are the key values. In fact, when my wife, who kept telling me I was lost, 2 years before I lost everything, told me she was leaving me, told me if I didn't take stock in who I was and what I wanted to become, that I was going to end up dead. And she didn't want to be around with my three daughters to witness that. That changed my life. I immediately reacted the same way I did to any of the other people who loved me, my mom, my dad, and my best friend, and told them, you know, I hated them. How dare they talk to me that way? I was going to take their money away from them because that's how I equated love. But thank goodness I have the people that truly love me to tell me the truth, my mom, my dad, my best friend, and especially my wife. And so it was that next day that I sat in my room in despair and full of hate until I realized I didn't hate my mom, my dad, or my best friend, or my wife. I hated myself. In fact, I was the liar, the cheater, the manipulator, the overseller and back-end seller. And I had to change who I was, these core values, in order to facilitate who I wanted to become. And here I am 18 years later, making more money, helping more people, and having more fun, and empowering others to do the same. And I'm blessed to live the life and the journey that I have. I am protected, promoted, loved, and perfected by God, not punished.
You know, you said a whole lot right there. But, you know, so many things can trick us into thinking that it's all fine. When you're wealthy like that, you're a magnet. You have so many so-called friends. But as you mentioned, the real friends are the ones that are with you no matter what. And, you know, we have a tendency to judge ourselves and our success from the outside in. Like, how many people are looking at us? How many people think we're cool? How many, as opposed from the inside out? When you have it from the inside out, nobody can take that away from you. Everyone can take it away from you when you value yourself from the outside in. Spirituality plus business is a key to success, and you have daily practices that you say we should all master. Know your what, take inventory of your values, know your who you help, and who helps you. That goes both ways. Know your how to be the most productive in 24 hours, which, by the way, while you're waiting for this interview, my producer says you were on another business call, so you use your time well. Know your now, do it now, prioritize, don't procrastinate. And know your why. Eliminate the fear that we talked about. The David Meltzer today, as you mentioned, is a whole different being, still successful, and you want to pass that on to other people. Your life mission is to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. Tell us about the book that you want to make available for free.
So I put into my book two sections. One, my story, because it's stories that teach the lessons. And then two, the framework to help everyone live each day in those values and daily practices to take the nothingness that most people live in, to make it a possibility, a probability, and participate in that perspective to make it your reality. Apply your why every day. Connect to God, connect to goodness, whatever you believe in. Let's figure out the difference between I am and this is what I want people to think I am. I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, and I am worthy. I can help you figure out, as I did for myself, what I was doing to interfere with it. It's a shift in a paradigm. It's a shift in discipline and behaviors, values, and practices that will get you to where you want to be or better. And anyone, I will pay for shipping. I will pay for the book. I will sign the book. You can just email me directly, david@dmeltzer.com, and I'll send it right out to you.
Oh, that is so sweet of you. I feel like I want to say an amen because that was a great sermon you just gave us.
I appreciate it. God bless you.
David, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Especially this time of year, a lot of us could use some inspiration. And we've had some hard hits in Houston recently. So thank you very much for the gift.
Thank you.
All right. To keep up with David Meltzer, you can also visit greatdayhouston.com. And we'll also connect you to getting that free book.